The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. C, coming to you from beautiful Edinburgh, Scotland. Unfortunately, the battery in my phone ran out, so I can't take you along the streets, at least today. I'm going to take you along as we go and travel this amazing country over the next 10 days. But we do need to talk about what's going on with Ilhan Omar. Something is brewing here. Now, I don't know if you saw it because, of course, we've all been rightly focused on Charlie's unbelievable memorial service. If you didn't see my first video today, I talked about how the legacy media is absolutely panicking. They're starting to recognize to their horror that they are watching their own political obituary play out in real time. There is a spiritual and political awakening happening in our nation unlike anything we've seen before. So you definitely want to check out that video after this one, of course. But it's not just the legacy media. Democrats as a whole are starting to recognize that something very real is happening here. And most particularly, that panic is most clearly evident with the ultra-repulsive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She just had a complete breakdown on live TV. She was actually confronted by Caitlin Collins on CNN for posting a vile and blatantly dishonest video that compared Charlie Kirk to Dr. Frankenstein, which claimed that his own monster shot him through the neck. So Omar's been pushing this utterly wicked notion that Charlie was basically responsible for his own assassination. Here's the exchange. Tell me what you think in the comments below.
No one is saying that you have to agree with him. I don't think it's surprising that his wife agreed with him, obviously, or that they shared similar views. I just think that what people looked at it is, you know, the day after his shocking death, that his views were being litigated in that way. No one's saying you have to lionize him.
But we were responding to the people who were lionizing him. I was not going to have a debate on Charlie. We were responding to the people who wanted the debate on Charlie. I put out a tweet right when he was killed that political violence is wrong and that we should work everything within our power to end gun violence in this country. None of us were interested in litigating his life until his supporters and our House Republican colleagues decided to say he was akin to Martin Luther King, who this man loathed. So you invited us into that debate that you wanted to have, that you said Charlie was always interested in. And so you cannot get upset, you can't be mad, if people then hold that mirror and say, but here's really who he was. And we cannot forget. It's one thing to ask us to condemn the violence, but it's another for you to ask us to pretend Charlie wasn't who Charlie was.
I'm not sure anyone's asking that. I mean, maybe some
that is what are. That I'm is what people are
I'm
asking.
I'm certainly not that, asking that, but
that is what people are asking. People are asking and are getting fired for sharing Charlie's words.
Well, and some people were celebrating it. That was part of it. But
I haven't seen that. I've just seen people sharing his words.
There was a town hall that you had 6 days ago. You called Kirk a quote, hateful man, and you had reposted a video that I'm sure you've seen, you've taken criticism for. It's a video that called him a reprehensible human being and said, Kirk was Dr. Frankenstein and his monster shot him through the neck. Why repost that video?
Because there were a lot of things in the video that I did agree with. Obviously, we share videos. We don't have to agree with every single word. But I do believe he was a reprehensible, hateful man. Like, that is my view of the words that he has said about every single identity that I belong to. He didn't believe that we should have equal access to anything. He also just didn't even believe I could be smart enough. I could have thoughts that could be equal to a white man. Where are we missing this conversation about who this man was and the things that he said? How do you not find that reprehensible, Caitlin?
Yeah, reprehensible is such a perfect word there to describe that ridiculous excuse for U.S. representative. Now, as you just heard there, she doubled down. She doubled down on her blatantly dishonest, vile characterizations of Charlie. And obviously, she couldn't remotely hold her own in a debate with him. So she tarnishes his reputation after his death, accusing him of racism and bigotry and sexism, all the same old tired frames of reference that exhaust what little a liberal has for a mind. But if you really think it through, all Ilhan Omar has done is indicted herself in all that. And that's because Omar routinely uses the very hateful, inflammatory language that she just as routinely decries. Not a day goes by where she refrains from calling her opponents fascists and Nazis, making references to 1930s Germany, which she, of course, knows nothing about, being a historical illiterate. But she literally parrots the very frames of reference that Charlie's killer appealed to in those text messages with his trans roommate lover when asked why he shot Charlie. He shot Charlie because Charlie is filled with hate. And there's just some hate you can't compromise with. How's that different from what anything Ilhan Omar says?
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The fact that she constantly appeals to Trump and the Republicans as fascist and authoritarian, ironically, is also self-defeating, given that fascists and authoritarians would never allow public dissent like that. The very fact that she is free to publicly accuse her political opponents of fascism and authoritarianism proves that they are neither fascist nor authoritarian. So she's literally wrong in every conceivable, imaginable way. Well, it does look like President Trump and some key Republicans have had it with her and are indeed looking to get rid of her. You're going to absolutely love this.
And by the way, Pelosi is getting more and more. Are you seeing she's getting more and more in trouble for her insider trading? Have you ever wondered how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have impeccable secret knowledge of what's going to be doing well in the market? Well, it's all insider trading, as you know. Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years, and Trump looks like he's cracking down on it. But guess what? There's a way for us to get even with these crooks before Trump even cracks down on it. You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Did you know that? Thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we can just ride their coattails into financial success perfectly legally, perfectly ethically, right? Nobody's bribing us. Once you learn the secret of the trade, you're in. It's amazing stuff. Now, to do that, you've got to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens. Ross is the real deal, too. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be absolutely huge, but seating is limited. Click on that link below. Snag one of your online seats. Gang, this is going to change your life. You're going to love this. You cannot afford to miss this. Click on that link below and register right now for this free online event.
You may have seen President Trump's recent posts on Ilhan Omar, calling her scum and questioning her citizenship. He wrote, quote, "Wasn't she the one that married her brother in order to gain citizenship? What scum we have in our country telling us what to do and how to do it." So Trump has often criticized people like Omar and others who come from these third world hellholes and then lecture us on how we should govern our affairs when they come from such obvious political catastrophes. Now, make no mistake, questioning Omar's citizenship legitimacy, reviving the claim that she married her brother for immigration fraud, that is opening up the invitation for others to pile on as well. Nancy Mace of South Carolina,
She's come out and publicly called for Omar's deportation. She wants her citizenship revoked. And they're beginning to scrutinize precisely how she ended up in the country. So you got Trump's questioning the legitimacy of Omar's citizenship. You got others explicitly calling for her deportation. And while Omar's censure resolution failed by just one vote because of the four pathetic, measly Republicans joining Democrats to protect her, they should all be primaried. Clearly, the momentum is not with her, it is against her. And that's because Omar is clearly losing the public relations battle, perhaps not in her own backyard in Minnesota, but in the nation at large. She's a public relations disaster. Omar's approval ratings have plummeted to near zero nationally following her comments about Kirk's assassination. Yet she continues to double down with zero remorse. Even CNN, again, they couldn't wait to end the interview as Omar became increasingly defensive and unhinged. And I think what's happening here points to a larger phenomenon. Scholars have noted that political elites often exempt themselves from the standards they impose on others. So, for example, we've seen our elite perpetuate a two-tier justice system where they're immune from the very laws that they impose on others. But it's a general default position that believes that they're beyond reproach. They are immune from the very standards they impose on others. And that is exactly what we're witnessing with Omar. She demands civility while celebrating violence. She requests protection while engaging in character assassination. It's all part of their strategy to perpetually remain in power without any severe blowback or backlash. But that's exactly what Omar is facing as we speak. And you can see it. Studies show that individuals experiencing cognitive dissonance, holding contradictory beliefs simultaneously, often respond with increased aggression and defensive behavior when confronted with their inconsistencies. So Omar's increasing number of public meltdowns, I think, perfectly demonstrates this phenomenon. So I think she's feeling the pressure. I think she's recognizing that it's not just her who's facing deportation. It's her entire party. The entire Democrat apparatus looks increasingly like it's being rejected by the American electorate and sent permanently into exile from national power. Of course, we'll have to see how things play out here. But either way, it looks like the ultra-repulsive Ilhan Omar and her party are indeed getting thrown out one way or another. God bless, gang.
All right, gang, that's a wrap. Now, if you want the latest updates and some behind-the-scenes goodies, head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. Big things are always coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.